bracha, we continue that bracha of David HaMelech to reach a life of full, being fully content, enjoying life in the proper fashion and getting maximum out of life for eternal, our eternal essence and also our stay in this world. Inei to'avti le'pikudecho. This is the last of the hays. Which, like we're saying, the hey is, I recognize I'm in a physical world, and with it I recognize that embedded in the physical world is the opportunity to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka through the physical world. And therefore, to after the Pekudecha, the thing that I have tremendous desire for is to follow the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pekudim are the Pekudim that also connotate the mitzvahs that bring us to better midos, better control of ourselves, because that's what life is all about. If we leave ourselves to our physical nature, then that takes over our lives, and we have lives full of desires of pleasures which we never fully reach, power, wealth, all these things that we fantasize. And we never have enough of, and we never really can fully enjoy life. And surely do not take advantage of the opportunity of using life, not just being part of this external facade, but the deeper essence of life, the true essence of life, a life of being dovek b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what he says. I have a tremendous desire to constantly follow these mitzvahs that perfect my behavior, to be in line with the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the values of Chesed, not being self-centered, thinking about others, thinking what I could do for others with my words, my thoughts, my acts. And that's a beautiful thing about Yiddishkeit, that Hashem set it up in a fashion. A person could even be locked up in a room somewhere and he could still tremendously benefit Klal Yisrael through his tefillah, through his Ma'asim Tovim. We're never just by ourselves. We are always in a position to benefit others. El mi leit HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, Hashem's emes. Sitkoscho chayeni. What brings me life, I understand, is sitkoscho. Going in your drochim that are darki tzedek. Drochim shel tzedek. Drachim of goodness, drachim of honesty. That's the way you want to go. There's another point of this also. What David HaMelech is saying, the Alshech points this out. Some people want to do mitzvahs, but they're really a certain level of being self-centered even in that. Because they're just thinking the whole time, how could I amass more Olam Haba? How could I get more for myself? Which, once again, it's better to do that than just to be involved in the physical life and not getting anything out of it. And Mitzad Hasheni, our goal in our Avodas Hashem is Sitkoscho Chayeni. We should follow the Drachim HaMetzdokim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that the greatest level we can reach in life, and that's the greatest Olam Haba also, is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, live totally in line with the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by doing so, we are making ourselves dovek b'Hashem. And dvekes b'Hashem is the epitome of the beauty of life. Having the nature, the perfect nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, siyat ha'shamayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being able to see the good in everything around us. And the more we go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, the more we remain connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for eternity. And that's like the Mesillas Yeshayahu calls it, lis'aneg al Hashem, to take tremendous pleasure by the fact that I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeicher b'emet to appreciate that we have this ability in this world. Everything you do in this world, even when we eat something, we use it as an act of appreciating the goodness of Hashem, using it for the proper purposes, making a bracha before and afterwards. We're making ourselves better people, and we're making the world a better world. We should be zeicher to be marbe chasodim the world, Madim Sitkosra, the tzedakas that we do, whether with, like we said before, with our words, with our tefillahs, or good words to somebody else, you never know how much can affect another person. There's so much stories about that. A person just said, used to say hello to somebody, and he didn't realize that changed the other person's life. With their acts, with our thoughts, we transform ourselves from being that selfish physical being to the spiritual being that guides its physical side and uses in a fashion to emulate the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then we'll be zeicher to a ne'imos, a sweet life in this world, and the ne'imos will remain lanetzach.